Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
A product of the Whisperforge.
Sound and story brought to life.
You're listening to a parody that is not affiliated with or endorsed by Supergiant Games in any way. We're just big ol' nerds making improv fanfiction. Rogue Runners is rated R for pretty much everything you can find in Greek mythology. Violence, assault, self-harm, offensive language, insensitive humor, and intense themes. We encourage everyone to check out our show notes and transcripts on our website at whisperforge.org. Are you ready to run? Then welcome to Volume 1 in the Blood.
All right, you all walk through the gate, and you find yourself in a similar arena on the other side, where you hear lots of cheering, and somehow Koalamo seems to be omnipresent, so even though he was commentating in the previous one, he's also commentating in this arena here. And what you're noticing is that all of the shades in the stands, they all have these tablets in front of them, and they seem to be waving their hands over the tablets, kind of like the house contractor used to wave his hand over the contracts. And as they do this, there are these, like, runes that appear and vanish over the tablets each time. And what you're noticing is that that seems to have some kind of impact on what's actually happening on the field. So it's almost like the audience is participating somehow in it. And on the field, you see the combatants, in time with the runes appearing and vanishing on these tablets, are getting various, like, buffs and debuffs at the same time that are being rapidly applied and rapidly removed. This is a system that you can also participate in. So as you see this fight play out in front of you, as the audience, you can actually transfer your boons to the people who are fighting in the arena. And the way that the gate you just chose worked is you only get the reward if the side that you want to win wins. So let me describe for you who is fighting in the arena. So in the arena, you see two beautiful women, and they seem to be in these very light functional tunics of sorts, and they have these like beautiful breastplates. Is not something I imagine being weird. It is. They have these beautiful breastplates that are adorned with these laurels and vines all over them, but they're like very like form-fitting. They're these two very live, dynamic women. So one of them has this very long, wavy hair that is, like, pinned up very tightly, and the other woman has just, like, a shaved, bald head. And the two of them seem to be fighting a man that you all recognize. It is a man with a skull mantle on his shoulder and flames flecking at his feet. It is the Prince of the House of Hades, Lord Zagreus.
Put the money on Zag! Put the money!
I would like to put my money on Tilda Swinton.
I can see one of them definitely being like the Tilda Swinton-esque. And the other one I picture as like one of like the Dora Milaje from Black Panther almost.
Mm.
Like I totally see the bald-headed one being like Danai Gurira.
Ooh, yeah.
So these two women, make a history check, by the way.
14.
28.
Woo.
Oof. Arete rolled a 6.
9.
Whatever information you're going to get, you're only going to get from what Koalamos reveals here. So he says,
for those of you just joining us in this match of the UFC, we have the Amazons, Hippolyta and Penthesilea versus Zagreus.
And everybody cheers. You see the shades on the slates just like handing gems to their friends and like slamming them into the tablets in front of them. As you see these various boons appearing on the Amazons, every time one of the Amazons strikes with her spear at Zagreus, a different flash of fire comes out of it. So one moment it's green, and the next moment it's blue, and the next moment it's red. It's just all of these things that are just stacking on top of them. Meanwhile, Zagreus has these two giant fists that have these like giant like bear claws coming out of them, and he's just swatting away each of them. Every moment he kind of swats away one, the other Amazon comes in to kind of pincer him from the back, and he has to dash away to the side. So this is your chance. If you want, you can transfer any of your boons, or if there is something else you want to do, like cast a spell on someone or like affect the battlefield in some way, you have the ability to do that.
Would transferring the boons take it away from us?
That is correct.
Permanently?
If they lose, we lose it, I think.
That is exactly correct.
So let's not do that, please. I do not care for these people.
Oh, I love Zagreus.
Alexander's frantically looking for Bastion in here.
Okay, make a perception check.
Jesus Christ, with these rolls. 6.
So you see Hephaestion's face on a large banner, and there seems to be like this kind of like gallery of heroes along the top edge of the Colosseum. You know how like when you're watching like any kind of like sports game, sometimes like the stats of a player will come up with their like headshot and their name and stuff? So you see these banners kind of like keep like fading away and then fading back in and like showing like different champions and heroes, like various like statistics and information. And you see Hephaestion's face on there, and he looks so determined and beautiful. Like this is the face that you fell in love with like all those years ago. And mm-hmm. You just see it for like the moment just before it fades away and it switches to the Amazons. So yeah, that's what you see with a 6. That's the best I can give you.
He's going to be competing.
Alexander, are you going to be able to strike him down?
Well, are we to fight him?
Based on our luck, and because we know that God would probably very much like that, and that's probably that sounds like the plan.
That sounds like metagaming.
You lose inspiration.
No.
It would be totally wild if I only gave you two people fighting against each other now that you don't have such a great stake in, so you could learn the mechanics so that later you would have to try to save someone in a situation of life or death that you do care about. That would be so crazy.
Do we all give the boon?
That is correct.
Like it has to be consensual and all that crap?
Consent. I mean, all that shit.
Sorry. All right, yeah. You might want to
in this context.
Keep that for the record, John.
Put that in just the teaser so everybody knows.
In the words of Donald J. Trump.
Okay.
In this context.
Yeah, let's be specific, sure, because that helps.
You can grab them by the boons, and they don't care, because...
Oh, my God.
Because you're famous, because you're Alexander the Great.
They just let you do it.
Okay.
I hate it here.
Make Alexander great again.
Oh, God.
Campaign. Make Alexander the Great again. It's
oh,
that good.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I hate it. Okay.
I know I have not been the warmest to the group. I know I have not been even very open about my past, but Hephaestion, he is going to be competing, and he is a very important part of my life. I appreciate your help in assisting him when he is to compete. I would like to offer the boons to help him. and then hopefully I can make contact with him.
The fight is heating up, meanwhile, and if you want to be decisive in it, you're probably going to have to act quickly.
Cool. How does spellcasting work in regards to the arena?
Most things will be in range. So, like, if you wanted to cast, like, something that changes the weather or affects the fight in a different way, and you want to describe for me specifically how it could, like, help Zagreus or help the Amazon, I will allow you to sculpt the spell in that way.
The spells can they be super intrusive, like zapping someone straight on, or has to be more...
atmospheric, I would think.
Yeah.
You could try it and find out. You don't see anybody else doing that.
I feel like this is illegal.
Zagreus is great and all, but it looks to me like with two people versus one, paired with booms, that's not going to go his way. So I want to place my bets on the winning team here. Are we in agreement there?
I don't know if you should underestimate Zagreus.
At that moment, you hear Zagreus shout, "Grandmother!" And then a whirlwind of ice emanates from him and freezes the entire battlefield. And you see, like, he is completely unaffected from it, but the Amazons are, like, blown back from it. And they start doing, like, the Get Out run towards him, like the Keith Stanfield run towards him.
Yeah.
But it is, like, in super slow motion because, like, their limbs are just, like, turning to ice at the same time.
Okay, yeah, he's got this one. I'm gonna cast Booming Blade on the Twin Fists of Malphurn.
Okay, cool. All right. Make a note of that. Is there anything else anyone would like to do?
I mean, I don't have spells to cast, so do we want to use boons, or?
I think the majority is against the boons.
At best, if we really feel confident in Zagreus, we could give him the Daedalus hammer we just got so he can make extra attacks.
Why don't we throw a boon that we don't...
You want to... Yeah. Okay, number one rule of gambling.
Aphrodite, we don't really
care. Yeah, exactly. How about we just give him Aphrodite?
Okay, I'm willing to give up Aphrodite and Dionysus for Zagreus.
Ooh, stack the odds a little more.
So Aphrodite is common. Is Dionysus also common?
Yes.
And you did the Booming Blade. Is there anything else you guys are doing?
I'll give him Shield of Faith to increase his AC by 2.
If we give him inspiration, can he roll twice?
I was gonna say, because that's what I was inclined to do.
You know, I hadn't thought about it, but that's very smart. What I'll do is, yeah, I will roll advantage on this roll if you give him inspiration. That will only expend one of your inspirations.
Okay, yeah, I would very much like to do that.
How do you transfer the inspiration to him? Do you just do it through the tablet? Like, do you, like, do something musical, or?
Start a chant in the audience, like at a sport game.
Oh, yeah. And he's gonna start chanting, "Zagreus!
Zagreus! Zagreus! Zagreus!"
Yeah, I mean, Zagreus is a big deal. The Amazons are a big deal. And it's like, you know, like FIFA and like soccer games, like you can hear kind of just like a dull drone of the whole audience. Like,
Yeah,
so you hear that. So Zagreus has just frozen them. The Amazons are sprinting up to him. They are about to clash in the middle. This is a roll for the Amazons. That is a good roll for the Amazons. But we're going to roll with advantage for Zagreus.
Whoa.
So he is running up to them. The Amazons are running up to him. And then he whirls at them. So he backhands one of the Amazons. And you see this, like, purple flash of, like, Dionysus' light knock her back. And he whirls again. And with his other fist, he just, like, goes... and knocks her back, and she goes, "Ah!" And she also gets knocked back, and there's, like, this pink Aphrodite's light that sends the two of them flying. So if you were to break this fight up into, like, three acts, I would say, like, Zagreus has won act one. So now the fight is continuing. Is there anything else you would like to do?
I'd say it's probably 2 out of 3 would be my guess, team. I say we double down.
I'll cast Erupting Earth on the Amazons.
I'll put Bless on Zagreus, which is basically like a bardic inspiration. They get a d4 to roll.
Can I, as a grave marker, expend one of my death shrouds for Zagreus?
Yeah, that's cool.
You see Arete in deep concentration as he is manifesting invisibility for Zagreus.
You should remember that other people in the audience are also adding things to the Amazons and Zagreus.
Sure. I would like to give Zag Melf's acid arrow.
Arete also turns to his neighbor and goes, "You should be going for..." tries to encourage them to go for Zagreus.
So the Amazons have both been blown back this time, And then Zagreus is going in for the kill. Imagine Koalamos is narrating this more interestingly. So Zagreus is going in for the kill. He runs up to them. He leaps into the air. And as he is like crashing down on them with a fist, a bolt of lightning strikes the fist. He just absolutely obliterates one of the Amazons. So Hippolyta explodes in a fountain of blood. Everyone roars. At which point, Princess Leia, seeing that, holds up her spear and she just hoists herself onto the spear and passes it through her. The blood goes up and swallows her up as well. And everyone is shouting, Zagreus!
Zagreus! Zagreus! Zagreus! Zagreus! Zagreus! Zagreus!
So from your tablet, you all get a notification that you've gotten a payment of 500 obols.
Oh, sweet.
Woohoo.
Not to be a wretched gentry, but I could really get into this.
I put the Harpy's Feather Duster over the tablet.
It doesn't do anything, unfortunately.
Okay, that's all right. I was worth a shot.
Your boons return to you, and Zagreus is victorious. You see a gate leading out of here that the other shades seem to ignore or not recognize, and it is a gate with a bag of coins on it.
Sweet.
Oh, we go through it, I guess.
Okay. So nobody's interacting with Zagreus in any way.
Is he? Can we?
I don't know. We could. Could we?
Nobody said anything, so I was like, okay, the gate opens.
I wasn't sure if he was going to vanish.
I didn't think we could. I just thought he was going to be like one of those, you know?
He seems to be running towards a gate elsewhere that maybe only he sees. But if there's something you want to do to try to get to his attention, I mean, tell me what it is.
I'm going to run after him and say, Zagreus, we saw you die in the fountain room in Tartarus.
Oh, nah.
Make a persuasion check with disadvantage. You're just shouting over a lot of ruckus, and you're kind of calling from the bleachers.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah, so he is continuing to bolt for his gate that apparently only he can see. You see him, like, run into, like, one of those, like, tunnel thingies on the other side of the Colosseum, and he is gone.
Dang it.
Rats.
All right.
Don't you just love when something's pointed out and then snatched away?
Well, I hope I get to speak to him before we try to destroy his home.
Oh, jeez.
Alexander will go to the gate and press the bubble.
You do that, the gate slides up. You don't hear applause or audiences on the other side.
Mm. Ooh. Well, it was a bag of coins. I'm thinking it's a shop.
Oh, the gift shop.
See you on the other side, everybody. And Arete goes in.
Rolf pulls your leg and tries to run him before.
And I fall and trip into the portal.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I can't believe you said it was a gift shop, because that's what it is.
Yep.
So you see actually lots of shades milling through here, and you actually see merchandise of various fighters that come through the UFC. So there are, like, coins that show, like, Hephaestion's face on it. There are coins that show, like, Zagreus's face on it. But I'll just read you the items that are of most interest to you. But if there's, like, other just cool, fun, like, touristy souvenirs or merch you want.
Foam Hephaestion thighs.
That would be wild.
Oh, my gosh.
Rolf is already in oversized sunglasses, a little cap, a foam finger, and a big jersey.
Yeah, you just need, like, a fanny pack and an electric fan with the spray water bottle.
Yeah, he's living his best life right now.
So there is a super pomegranate. It is 200. You see 60 gemstones for 100. You see a super centaur heart for 200. You see 100 darkness for 150. You see, like, a super big meal of, like, onion rings for 50. And that is all you see.
To typical gift shop trying to gouge us.
Pomegranate.
Oh, also, you see Charon there, but he is attending to a lot of shades at once who are all petitioning him for, I want this, I want that, and that, and that, and that.
Does Charon's hat have two little soda cans?
With the little tube coming in, yeah.
The two super things, that's what we should be aiming for.
I agree.
The pomegranate and the centaur heart?
Yes.
Yes. What is the best one? I think it makes it like two levels up or max level, so what's the best boon for that?
Let's see, if the ones we well, it could be good to perhaps reinstate Hephaestus.
So it's a super, so instead of going up two levels, I'll have it go up one level and give you back the usage.
I really miss the cushion of Hephaestus, I would like.
When we think of Hephaestus, we think of comfy cushions, right?
Yes.
Yes, I'm totally down for Hephaestus. Is everyone cool with that? Yeah?
Okay.
I hand over the 200 ovals.
For the super prom, okay.
And we bite into it and say, Hephaestus.
For you, Heffy.
Okay, so what is your Hephaestus rarity right now?
Rare.
So now it's going up to epic, and epic is pretty fucking sweet. So at epic, when your adrenaline auto-injector activates, you immediately take your turn. And that is in addition to wherever you fall on the initiative order.
Holy shit. That would almost incentivize dying in some situations if you're already close.
Wow, that's dope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and are you paying another 200 for the Super Centaur Heart?
Yeah.
Okay, so for that, instead of getting one max hit die plus con, you get three max hit die plus con.
Holy
shit! And yes, you get the con each time. So it's three, it's three times your constitution yes. modifier plus your max hit die.
Mmm, juicy.
Oh, eat that shit up, bitches. It is gonna get so hard in here.
Yeah.
You're gonna need it. Eat that shit up. Yeah, Alexander. Into that centaur heart.
Alright.
Alright.
You eat it, and you get the health. So, yeah, you get all those things. There's, like, other cool merch things at the souvenir shop. So there's just a tray full of gemstones that you can get, like, a little bag and just fill with gemstones if you want. It doesn't, but it's not, like, gems.
Yeah. I still love that.
It's just, like, that thing I loved in, like, museums and shit. There's, like, the really, really tiny thing that, like, looks like a fleshlight but isn't. It's just, like, the slidey plastic tube thing that you stick your finger in. You know those? You've never seen those? Yeah, so there's that. There's candy. There's ring pops.
Annie wants a ring pop.
Okay, it costs an obol.
Damn it. Sorry, Annie. Maybe this.
No, please.
We have ring pops at home.
And then it's like the ring pops at home, and it's like something fucking nasty.
It's just a lollipop on a ring.
Arete takes an obol out of the bag and pays for the ring pop. So, Annie, you have your ring pop.
Thanks, Arete.
Rolf gives Arete a little slap on, like, the upper arm and goes, you're spoiling her.
No.
I mean, I think I have to.
Oh.
Wah, wah, wah.
He frowns.
Looking for any Hephaestian merch.
Alexander, make a perception check.
19.
So you find there's also, like, postcards of the different champions with, like, their signatures on them. And you see a postcard of Hephaestion, and you see next to him, you see this, like, shadowy, muscular figure, like, embracing him, like, on the side. It, like, looks a little sinister.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My boyfriend.
Oh, no, he moved on.
Make an intelligence check.
14.
You put together that this may actually be you.
Ooh.
What?
I was about to say, I was like, shadowy figure, a different version of ourselves appeared in a similar way.
It's almost like once there was a version that had the two of you on it, but then they had to, like, Photoshop one where you're more just like a holographic one.
Annie's gonna walk over to Alex and she's gonna be like licking the ring. That sucks, huh?
Oh!
No, what sucks is you sucking on that lollipop.
Aw, oh, you. This does not suck. You wanna lick?
I don't like this.
sure, Anastasia, I will partake in ring pop.
Go ahead, pop it.
Sorry.
God.
On her finger.
There's just spit all dripping down my arm. It's just... My whole hand is wet.
Cool.
Arete is going to take a look around to see if there is any Olympiads merch.
Make a perception check.
A 12.
You see the fucking sexiest photo of Adonis you've ever seen.
Yes.
Like, he's got his cloak on, but his cloak is, like, pulled down so low on his chest, it's making, like, a super deep V, and it parallels the V of, like, his abs that are, like, poking through his tunic, because they're just, like, you could, like, cut a diamond on him.
With a little bit of snot dripping
yeah.
down.
Arete immediately grabs that and brings it to the counter to purchase it.
Okay, that is going to be 15 obols.
All right, he also on the way grabs one of the postcards of Hephaestion.
Hephaestion's is 30 obols.
No, Arete, don't.
Oh, I don't think it's for you.
I could just draw you nudes. I have a quill and parchment.
Arete pays the amount and tucks the postcard of Hephaestion into Alex's, like, cloak pocket, and then he returns with, like, his postcard to the counter. Is there a bathroom I could use?
So Charon goes, and points, like, at a tree a ways off.
Thank you, and would you just hold on to this while I go use the bathroom? I'll be right back.
Hold on to what?
The postcard, sorry.
Oh, I thought you would need those, but okay.
I was doing a misdirect with the joke. I was trying to set it up and then play against the expectation of my grossness.
So, okay, Rod holds on to the postcards. All right, so as you head over to this tree, you see, like, these, like, slabs of stone, and also the trees have all these carvings on them. Just say, like, we stan Adonis five ever, and it's like, Hephaestion is a hottie, and it's like... Penthesilea could get it. They could all get it. It's just like all these like very like ridiculous comments.
So as he's using the bathroom, he draws Lavoie and carves right next to where the Adonis Five Ever is. Back off, he's mine. Then he puts the dagger back, finishes up his business, and returns to the counter to get the postcard from...
Make a perception check.
It's an 8.
All right, so you see also an advertisement, an advertisement. It says, want to join the champions? Want to fight in the UFC? Go through the Skull and Crossbones gate.
Good to know. Good to know.
And Arete returns to the counter to collect his postcard.
All right. Charon hands them back to you and goes...
Thank you. I appreciate it, Charon. I promise I'm going to have that business plan. I know I said I'd have it ready for you the next time I saw you, but next time, buddy.
And he returns to the rest of the group and he says, hey, if we want to join these fights, we can always go through the Skull and Crossbones gate.
What else is there to do?
Rolf is looking around to see if I could find any sort of Norse fighters paraphernalia.
Okay, make a perception check with disadvantage.
Oops, it got even worse. That's a 4.
You don't get the sense that there is a whole lot of that lying around.
Let's get all faces in here, I guess. We need some Norse representation.
Arete finds, like, a cup and two, like, horns, and he tries to hold the horns onto the cup and turn the cup upside down and go, here you go, Rolf.
Thank you, Arete. And he puts a little cup on his head.
And you also see a gate that has some gems on it.
No skull and crossbones?
Nope.
More gambling, or we join the fight. I don't want to fight him.
Who you talking about there, bud?
Who do you think? And I take the card and I throw it back in his face.
Whoa!
And Alexander also has inspiration.
I pick it up and I go, I see I've also been hoping the back of my mind that maybe Adonis's Olympiad hasn't made it here yet, so that way we're not put in that position.
You don't want to fight him either, I suppose.
No, I don't. I'm sorry to tease you, I'm sorry.
Well, what option do we have if we are put in that situation?
Die with dignity.
Whoa, no.
I hope to at least speak to him. There must have been something that happened between him and I for me to want to erase
my memories.
Look, I understand getting closure and that sort of thing, but we did just propose destroying all of the underworld. You understand? By default, you're going to kill these people.
We'll talk about that another time.
All right, put it off all you want. The sooner we resolve that cognitive dissonance, the better.
So there's the gem's gate, which Arete did touch. Gate slides open. You don't hear applause on the other side.
I live for the applause, applause, applause. I live for the applause, applause, live for the applause.
Hearing this, Rolf bogs into the gate.
Okay, great.
Yes, there he is.
And Arete will follow Rolf into the gate. And through the gate, the rest of the party hears...
You want another ring pop? Or are you good?
Do you want another? I think you want a ring pop.
No. Do you want another one?
If it'll make you feel any better, and I say I want the ring pop, but I just give you the ring pop because I don't want it, wink, wink, wink anymore, wink, 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 winkers. And Annie's just blinking because she just really can't wink.
It looks like she's like having like a nervous tick.
I would especially despise the cotton candy bubblegum wink, wink, winkaroo, winkalicious.
Oh, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Are you smelling what I'm stepping in?
I'm eating what you're cooking, and Annie will go over and... wait. Do you have any obols?
Arete has the obols.
Arete, having heard the discussion about obols, throws a few back through the portal.
Annie catches it with her lightning reflexes. How many obols did you throw? Just the one?
I throwed 3 obols at you.
You throwed 3?
I sure did. I throwed those obols.
Annie's gonna strut her way over to the ring pop table, and she's gonna buy 1 strawberry and 1 cotton candy, and she's gonna tip Charon with the 3rd and be like, you've been working real hard.
Unfortunately, the ring pop table, the flavors are not like strawberry and blueberry. They're things like victory or betrayal.
Okay, well, the color of the packaging, because that always tells you.
All right, which color do you go for?
Well, the pink and blue one.
Okay, so yeah, you get victory and betrayal.
Which one is which?
Victory is pink and betrayal is blue.
And Anne's going to walk back over to Alex and be like, I feel bad giving you the betrayal one. I don't want it, but I think this is what you wanted, so...
Okay, so the victory one is sweet. It tastes like pink lemonade. And the betrayal one tastes like sea salt, like crystallized sea salt.
And he's going to make her way towards the portal. But before she walks in, she's going to turn to Alex and be like, Alex, I know I do this a lot and I wait and I have to have these moments right before we enter the portal. I think the aesthetic is really nice. But I just want to say sometimes these moments where we could just talk over little ring pops and, you know, I don't know. I cherish them.
We too. I'm gonna enjoy it while I can. Before we get sent back, yes, it's nice to enjoy Elysium while we can.
Just in the interest of time, is the 15-minute ring pop adventure concluded?
Yeah, we're going.
So you find yourself in a beautiful grove with a large fountain inside of
it. Ah!
Big enough for everybody to bathe in or drink of. The water is not like that of the River Lethe, so you don't have to worry about that. You also find 200 gems on the ground.
I take the harpy's feather duster and dust it over the gems that are on the ground.
God. Okay, fine. 240 gems.
You gave it to me. I'm going to use it.
How many spell slots are open to you, Rolf? Well, you have them all, or...?
I expended 1.
Great. Before we jump in, would you mind helping me make Bucephalus again?
Oh, yeah. You got it, buddy.
Okay. I'm going to use this time to... create Bucephalus, my steed from my past.
Oh, this will be interesting.
And if you could give it some false life.
You got it. You want a level 5 false life?
Yeah.
While all this is going on, Arete goes over to the fountain and just washes his hands.
Okay. For 20 seconds?
A full 20 seconds. He starts singing.
And he's going to walk over to Arete and be like, Arete, that's in poor taste.
Oh,
that's cold.
Arete immediately, like he's already a very pale person. All the remaining color, he almost goes gray. Like the remaining color drains away from his face.
Oh no!
He turns to him and he goes, "Again, I'm so sorry. I, 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 I,
Arete, Arete,
and Arete,
Arete
just kind of starts crying.
Arete, hey, Arete, I'm sorry, I heard you guys were joking about it earlier, so I just thought it was open for all of us to joke, but I honestly, I don't even like saying it. I'm sorry, I take it back. I thought I could joke, I can't, don't, I don't feel
Arete,
good.
Arete, like, breaks down and just gives Annie, like, the biggest hug he's ever given in his life.
It's gonna take a second for me to just, I don't know, this is weird, but I don't hate you, if that helps.
Thanks, Annie.
You're welcome.
I don't hate you, too.
I think that much is obvious.
And then Alexander just conjuring Bucephalus in the background, like...
Rolf, as Bucephalus is 3D printing from the hooves up, you see black smoke coming out of Rolf as he gives it 26 temporary hit points with false life.
All right. There's just like a little witch's corner over there where they're doing shady-ass stuff.
And then I guess I'll go wash my hands in the fountain.
You also see a gate with a skull and crossbones on it, and it is your understanding that these are basically the qualifiers to enter the UFC.
Looks like this is our plunge into the UFC, everyone.
Any strats?
The stratagem, right. I'm going to use Bucephalus here. Maybe Arete, would you like to ride with me?
I would love to. Although, just to say, if your boyfriend is on the other side of this gate, how's it going to look if I'm riding with you on the horse? Is he insecure about that kind of thing?
I think he'll understand that there is a battle being had and it's not a romantic thing. Although, if he is with that shadow man, I suppose I can make him jealous.
All right. I enjoy being used in that way. That's fun.
And Arete hops onto the back of Bucephalus.
What is your strategy?
Assuming there's multiple again, the ranged attackers will attack their own. Arete and I will attack together. He can hop off the horse once he has to attack.
So you're both riding Bucephalus?
Yes.
All right, gang. Shall we? And Rolf presses the bubble on the gate and steps aside for Bucephalus to run through.
You hear shouting from voices you recognize on the other side.
As they ride through, Rolf just barely grabs onto one of their hands, so it pulls him into the portal.
You find yourselves on a high, grassy cliff with the wind blowing all around you, and the sounds of combat are already well underway. You see the other Olympiads, Adonis, Palaestra, Pandae, and Ajax, facing off against a woman. She's in these long, crimson robes, and she wears this big white blindfold over her eyes. She's got this like kind of long silver hair braided behind her, but ostensibly shouldn't be able to see with this big blindfold on. But you see she is deftly holding off the four of them. So you see Palaestra is running up to the woman on the cliff, and she goes, as she unleashes like a flurry of blows as her long Harklok-esque hair flows behind her in the wind. And as Palaestra is doing this, you see the woman who was just shaking off Pandae's diamond greataxe. As these blows coming in, you see all of these cards spinning around her in this circle. And every time a blow would connect with this woman, you see one of these cards shatter instead of hitting her. So it's like Palaestra is just like punching at air and all these cards are flying out of everywhere. And she goes, damn it, I can't even land a hit on her. And then Cassandra chuckles and she goes, and then all of these cards that just shattered fly back into her hand and form a new deck. And then she fans them out and then she throws them back up into the air again and they're spinning around her again. And then Ajax runs at her with his sword. And he's going, aah! And she immediately just puts her hand up and another card around her shatters as she just catches the sword in her hand. And he says, damn you, Cassandra! I told you I'm sorry! And she simply lifts him up by the sword, which he's still holding, and then she just turns the sword around. And again, she has a very small frame, but like with almost supernatural strength, she wheels him around to the other side of the cliff. So he is hanging over the cliff by his sword. And she says, do you know how many times I gorged myself on the River Lethe trying to forget what you did to me? He said, I told you I'm sorry. I'm different now. I didn't understand at the time. And then she holds up another hand to Ajax's neck, and then she releases the hand from his sword. So his sword falls off of the cliff, and she's now holding him up by just his neck. And she says, Pallas Athena, this man tried to defile me in your temple, and I will have justice! And in that moment, a massive spear from the sky crashes down as a flash of gold smites Ajax basically into the earth, and his body is just completely split in half. And the other three, they are watching this, and the shockwave of it is so powerful that they are completely blown back, and they're basically rendered prone slash unconscious for the purposes of this combat. And then this woman, who you can make a history check to find out who it is, turns to you and holds out her hand and says, I was waiting for you.
16!
And he rolled a 31.
You recognize this woman to be Cassandra. You actually tie back a little bit of the things that you were hearing, and you learn that this woman actually has a lot in common with the Olympiad that you previously spoke with. So Apollo is also somebody who would not leave her alone. And so he cursed her with essentially the quote-unquote gift of prophecy, which is that she would be able to foresee the future, but nobody would be able to believe her. And what you know is that she also, basically in the Trojan War, she was captured by Ajax as this, like, war trophy, and he tried to, like, very violently take her in the temple, and she has, like, a very, very powerful resentment against him because of that. So that's what you know. And so, yeah, so she just kind of holds out her hand to you, and she says, I've been waiting for you.
Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, stars our players Nicholas Benetatos as Alexander the Great, Amanda Facosta as Anastasia Pentazis, Giancarlo Herrera as Rolf Yannick, and Michael Pisani as Arete Lascaris. Dungeon mastering and NPC voices are by me, Tozaman. Cover art by Chandler Candela. Audio editing by Daniel Manning. Sound design and editing by Giancarlo Herrera. Title music by Sage GC, with vocals by Jessica Dahlgren and Sage GC. Character theme music by Giorgio Volpe. Additional music by Epidemic Sound. Transcription by Eli Barassa. If you liked what you heard, we hope you'll consider helping us make future tabletop parodies of your favorite stories. You can support us at Patreon on patreon.com/roguerunradio. Patrons get access to our community Discord channel, as well as our behind-the-scenes chat cast Out of the Blood, where we talk about everything on our minds after the episode. There are free ways to support the show too. We hope you'll leave us a glowing review on your listening app of choice, as well as spread the good word about us on Twitter and Instagram, where you can follow us at Rogue Run Radio. We love hearing from you, so head us up there or email us at rr@whisperforge.org. We're very proud to be in the Whisperforge Collective and hope you'll check out our other shows. Get ready to run with us soon. New episodes drop every 2 weeks. Till next time, sinners, I'll see you in hell.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Shmo Brannigan. I have hacked into this RSS feed with a promotional feature for the Wizard Scroll podcast, transcribing in 3, 2, 1.
Hold on, let me unfurl this Wizard Scroll real quick. Went out of
Baba Booey.
Nowhere, 10 humongous scorpions had surrounded the campsite. Tails outstretched.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
As he says, what are you gonna get? I don't know what I want.
I'm gonna get the double, triple, lobster.
Oh, I'll take one too.
Two McLobsters. As if on cue, the camera panned upwards, directing everyone's attention towards the giant hot air balloon presently taking a pass over the stadium.
Holy mother of sassafras, it's Gargoyle Destroyer! Leaping into the frame from 420 feet in the air without a parachute!
How are you liking those wizard flags, kids?
They're wizard-tastic!
Part of a balanced practice.
The Wizard Scroll is available on iTunes, Spotify, Audible, and wherever else fine podcasts are found. This concludes today's promotional feature.